This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So busy defending the First Amendment in the last hour. I didn't plug any products or anything. If you believe in what we're doing, buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com for the longevity products. You're the ones funding it. They're trying to shut us down. We need your support. We're just trying to be honest. We're just trying to find the truth. And the same folks that want to shut down the gun industry, that's really what this is. They're coming after us, David. I think you crystallized it best.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And who are these people?
Exactly. When you
Bloomberg sock puppets.
Exactly. All of the families, pretty much. I don't know how many families, but 10 families went after the gun company to sue them. Only two came after the school, saying that there was
no ambulances, no helicopters.
That's pretty much unheard of. Yeah, that's unheard of. Exactly. There's so many things. And Wolfgang Halbig, to me, has a lot of credibility because this is somebody who has a background in law enforcement. He was a principal.
His company was advising major universities, making a lot of money.
Exactly.
All over national TV. Why would he do this?
He was an investigator for school security. He was a consultant.
He gave money to Sandy Hook. He gave money to the victims because he felt bad about this. And then he started asking a few questions. And they started attacking him. And when you start asking questions and you get attacked, then you know you're near something. You're near a source of fire somewhere.
Yeah. He was asking questions, trying to get information about it, and they were stonewalling him. Then he got the Highway Patrol in Florida came to his front door and a local law
and threatened him.
Intimidated him, saying that they'd been sent by people in Connecticut. So to me,
tell him he better watch it.
Exactly.
We just put up the article. It said bad things will happen if you continue looking at
it. And he's got some very good questions that deserve to be answered. They're not answering those questions. So like I said, from the very beginning, we knew that the government was going to use this as a springboard to attack the Second Amendment. From the very beginning, it looked like there were some fishy things about it. So perhaps this was something that the government had staged as a false flag. Perhaps there were people that were being controlled in that aspect. The question in my mind from the beginning was, were the parents complicit? I didn't even ask that question because in the past we've seen situations like 9/11. There's never any question whether the people that were victims in the buildings were complicit in what had happened. But in this one, people started bringing that up, and I poo-pooed that initially. But I tell you, as things go on, as we see these people try to shut down the Second Amendment, try to shut down the First Amendment, I have to start asking, what's going on with these families?
I agree. Let's go to Brenton. Maybe they've been threatened. Who knows? Brenton in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I discovered you 5 years ago, and I've never looked back. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, brother.
You asked the question, why don't they want you looking into Sandy Hook? I looked into this deeply a couple months ago. I just really wanted to understand it. I'm so glad that you're back on the case. This is what I call a media manufactured event. The evidence is overwhelming. It's so obvious that, in my opinion, I'm practicing my First Amendment here, it did not happen. And I just challenge anyone to.
And are you going to say that Bill Clinton never lied, or are you going to say that Brian Williams didn't command a helicopter that took out 17,000 Al-Qaeda forces, or that Private Lynch wasn't a hoax, or Pat Tillman's murder wasn't a cover-up?
Well, you know, I mean, I probably don't have enough time to go into all those, but I'll tell you, it's so interesting.
It's a conspiracy theory. You don't question Brian Williams. He did it. He commanded the helicopter. He caught the RPG with his hand and threw it back at Al-Qaeda.
Right.
He had a can of spinach, and he went, I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Sorry, go ahead. I'm going to hold you over, brother. I'm being silly here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sandy Hook to me is, it represents something. It represents a potential watershed moment to wake up a lot of people. And that's what they're worried about.
I agree. And this Brian Williams is that as well. Stay there. I'm going to come back and have you finish your point. And we're going to respond to that watershed event. Look, they may have killed kids there, But they got blue screens, green screens. They got kids going in circles. They caught a guy in the woods. They covered that up. They didn't call in the helicopters. They had the ambulance to sit there. You know, there's this whole schizophrenic group that thinks everything's actors, but sometimes there are actors, and it looks like that. I mean,
healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, well into the third hour now. We're going to news blitz, which I hardly ever actually institute. But when I do, it's interesting, where I try to go over a whole bunch of topics, get quick responses from our guest panel of Rob Dew and, of course, David Knight, who are in studio with us here today. And anybody out there listening on AM or FM radio can simply go to infowars.com/show and find the free video feed. It is essential to counter all the censors out there. And in your email byline or at the bottom, instead of, you know, signing off Molon Labe, you can sign off Molon Labe, InfoWars.com/show, or join the resistance, InfoWars.com/show, or find the truth, InfoWars.com/show, or forbidden information, InfoWars.com/show. I'm tempted to actually put up billboards if I had the money that said forbidden information, InfoWars.com/show.
Or share your PrisonPlanet.tv membership with 19 other friends, and you can all be on at the same time.
I mean, they want to shut us down. We're in a real war, and we're one of the key areas of resistance, and they don't want to crush us too obviously, because then that would make us martyrs. They just want to kill us politically and sap us in death by a thousand cuts. Well, we're still growing, moving forward exponentially. That's why we've entered the maximum danger zone. I can feel it. I can intellectually see it. We need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't even plug this last hour. Buy the books, buy the T-shirts, buy the nutraceuticals, buy the high-quality products, the water filters. Shopping with the good guys is what makes all this possible. I want to thank you for that. I want to run through these callers that have been holding for a while, Brenton and Pharaoh and all these other folks. And then I want to get into all the stories we haven't hit. Ground troops are necessary to defeat ISIS. Ron Paul says it gives him basically worldwide war powers. We're also going to get into just a whole bunch of news I'm going to race through with.
I got a big comment on that, by the way.
And to get your takes on that. But right now we're talking about the full-out assault on the First Amendment. Restricting the web in the name of net neutrality. We support net neutrality, but this isn't that with Obama. All this garbage. But Brenton, finish up your point about Sandy Hook.
Sure. Yeah, it's my opinion they can't stand the slaves talking to each other. And we talk to each other over the Internet. They can't control the narrative. And Sandy Hook is a blatant example of how they are manufacturing reality, and all people have to do is just go, look at the evidence. It's overwhelming. And once people come to that same conclusion that I did, it's all over.
It is ridiculous. I mean, it looks like a school play. It's so badly done. But maybe that's what reality looks like. Maybe reality looks totally fake. Of course, in my experience, it looks real.
Yeah.
Reality is crisp and real. You know it when you see it. And this comes off like a bad school play.
Or Obama's birth certificate with multiple layers.
Yeah, and why did they publish that in multiple layers? And then say they hadn't, and then use the typewriter function where all the letters are identical, but they're just meant to look like typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We pointed that out, and a year later, top forensic experts said what we said.
We pointed out the day it came out, too. I remember specifically bringing this up to you. I said, look, one of our ad guys took it apart, and I said, look, it comes apart in all these layers. Boom, we're in there.
We actually broke that.
Shooting that video, million views, over a million views now. Same thing with our other video, why people think Sandy Hook is a hoax. I mean, it came out about a month later, but looking at all the evidence, and when the blue screen came out, the green screen video, and we added it up with all the other stuff, where the mainstream media just says, well, we're not going to show you this right now because we don't know what you're going to see. And we
remember that?
Off with that. Yeah, that was.
We're not going to show you Sandy Hook. They've never done that before or since. We're not going to cut the cameras to this.
Right.
Because I guess they hadn't got everybody lined up yet for the opening.
Well, no, that was a different school shooting. That came out that
day.
That
was in Houston.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, look, they just said, we're not going to show you any of this live footage because we don't know what you might see. And then we cover Oklahoma City.
Well, they covered up a bunch of Sandy Hook, too. They covered a live helicopter feed.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, this video here, it's a long video. It's almost 20 minutes. But it covers just the waterfront of things where it just looks all these different news events.
And if they can shut down the Alex Jones channel and all the other channels that are connected, they'll shut down hundreds of these videos looking at this.
Well, and I think that's why they went after the little people first, and they went and knocked them off. Because this was months ago, back when the anniversary was happening, we started talking about it again. And we had the filmmakers on that made a couple of the filmmakers, and we had the big debate. And after that, it kind of died down for a while, but now it's picked up again, I guess. One of the trolls saw, and all you were doing was talking about a news article.
Yeah.
We weren't even showing video.
Yeah.
That's what's so wild about this.
We're not supposed to even talk.
Yeah. We just have to sit here.
We're showing pictures from the BBC.
And not
the
our
French,
head.
The main French news agency. This is not showing pictures of what people have photoshopped on their Facebook page.
And no one's saying it's photoshopped.
Right.
No, they just say we're showing Fox News footage when we're showing a BBC news website.
Right.
I mean, it's a untrue filing.
Oh, and by the way, they brought Fox into it. There was absolutely nothing in the article or what I had to say.
I need to get my earpiece fixed. I keep forgetting to tell the guys. It just keeps popping out. I think it's too tight. Whatever. It's an ongoing issue. I want to go back to the calls. Thank you so much, Brenton. Let's talk to AD in Delaware. AD, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I think people need to understand something. We're involved in a heavy onslaught of EMF, ELF, mind control. Paul Hellyer and Dr. H. Dr. John H. Hall talk about this. But, you know, these crisis actors, the same woman that is the lawyer for the guy Holmes there in Aurora, she's also involved in the Boston bombing there. I mean, you're looking at the guy, he's got his legs all sticking out. He's the same guy that, you know, they. I mean, I could swear that I saw Steven Spielberg there, but he had his legs shot off months earlier in Iraq or Afghanistan, and there he is with his legs all sticking out, and he's not even crying with perfect hair. But you know what really bothers me is they're going to crush dissent, and they're going to bring in the darkest days we've ever seen. My big thing right now is following these DOD contractors, Brown and Boot, and the Bunnell Group, running heroin for the last God knows how long, Bush and Cheney directly involved. This is what they're afraid of, because the truth is out there. And believe me, like you've always said, when you're over the target, you're going to get the most flack, and they're going to attack. And I'm telling you, we got to bring the InfoWars to the Beltway, my man.
Well, expanding on that, they staged Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. That's just admitted. Came out, CBS News got the documents, not Alex Jones. Not Drudge Report, not World End Daily. I mean, that's just admitted. It was to blame the Second Amendment. So they do false flags. We know they had a drill in Boston that day. Major issues with that. And we know that they've used other drills before to basically simulate false flags. That's in Operation Northwoods. But you look at just the whole way this was rolled out. The media was ready to pounce. It was their big push. But if you look at Aurora, that's what was really staged. I mean, this guy was in a secret government program in brain interface with DARPA, a literal mind control program. His whole house was paid for. They covered up what was in his house. The former head of the Air Force Psychiatry Department was transferred a year before and basically had notebooks with him and spent multiple days a week with him. And then he was in the jail cell saying, I've been drugged, I'm under mind control. And then they lied and said, no, the inmates are wrong. He wasn't in general area with them the first day, but it turned out he was. And you look at that, I mean.
Well, they found him in the parking lot, kind of babbling and warning people that his apartment or his house was rigged up with explosives. It's like, where did he get the explosives? Where did he get all the training to do all this stuff? This is a guy who's a psychology student. But Alex, you're talking about this. Fast and Furious was set up to make a case that we needed to have a treaty, a UN arms trade treaty, that would prohibit the crossing of arms over the border. They were coming after the Second Amendment, but that was specifically the point. And I was in New York to cover this UN thing where they were going to have the vote on the UN arms trade treaty. And it was a week before that was just not even a week. It was the 20th. And I think the vote was scheduled on the 25th or something. They had this to try to get the narrative back because Fast and Furious had blown up in their face. And so a matter of days before they're going to have this vote to do the UN arms trade treaty, they have this shooting in Aurora, Colorado. It was absolutely set up to turn the narrative back to a gun control mentality after it had blown up in their face.
No well, problem. That's it. And then you look at Aurora and the things that came out of it. They had a bunch of laws they were trying to pass, and they did. Right at that time, we've responded with recalls there. But you can just see the timing, see the rollouts, see how they've done this over and over again. And then you've got to question. You've got to look at this because these are known liars. It's like Brian Williams. You can't believe anything comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, this system's been caught lying more times than Brian Williams has even twinkled in his eye. I mean, it's amazing. AD, thank you so much. Pharaoh in Montana, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, brother.
We really need to really brainwash people into thinking guns in a totally different way.
A positive way.
Yeah, that's what the Attorney General said, yeah.
So Sandy Hook, Aurora shooting, all of these things are really affecting the consciousness, the psyche of the general public in that way that they're meaning to. The only way to fight against this is to spread awareness of this type of brainwashing.
It's meant to create perceived guilt that can then be placed on all of us, like vote for Obamacare, you're racist. Turn your guns in or you want to murder children.
I think it's backfiring, though, because you see all the pro-gun people, all the pro-freedom people are closing ranks and going, look, we got to stick together. We got to keep putting out this narrative that guns save people all the time.
And statistics show we're winning the fight for the hearts and minds. So the globalists are still just going ahead with the anti-gun movement regardless. Caller, what else do you want to get to?
Well, I've started a radio show in Montana, the Intel Scanner on mtradio.net. Anyone can tune into that. We promote liberty, freedom, and
truth. Good. This must be the day of plugs. I don't mind listeners plugging their media outlets. I think that's great. Everybody should be an activist. But I think like 80% of the callers today are like plug their radio show. That's awesome. But what I really want to do is get your take on not just Sandy Hook, SOPA, CISPA, so-called net neutrality, the move. Why do you? The internet kill switch is being announced. EAS Obama alerts. What are they getting ready for? Stay with us. More calls in the Big News Blitz. Bottom of the hour.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR gifts. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR 15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
To gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, you lose some. It's all a game to me.
If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, lose some. It's all a game to me.
sir. We're here, folks, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. There is so much news we're going to be breaking down coming up. Let's go to your calls. We've got our panel in here with us. I drug them in here, and I actually like having you guys in here. That was just change the format of the show where you're in here every day. We just do that. Let's get a couple of well-spoken, lovely ladies in here, like Leanne, and round off the whole broadcast that way. Let's go ahead and go to Lewis in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
So, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for playing the Misfits earlier in the show.
You like that? That's some interesting music, huh?
Yeah, but anyways, what I wanted to talk about is I went back and I watched your debate with Piers Morgan, and it's been like 2 years since that happened. And but I think now we're really beginning to see the model of controlling the debate being put into full effect, you know, especially with political correctness. You know, I think political correctness has gotten out of control, Alex. I think, you know, we really got to do something about this.
And notice they say, you're hurtful questioning the official story, so you need to be arrested, they say on their website. You need to be shut down. And you're not allowed to do that. These are totalitarians, in my view.
Exactly. And I think they're using political correctness as a tool to limit our free speech. I mean, I think that's how they're clamping down on the First Amendment and chopping it up is with political correctness, you know, because by using political correctness, they can dictate what we can and what we cannot talk about. So, yeah, that's the point I wanted to make.
Well, they're moving right now, Lewis, and that's a question for the panel. We'll go back to calls. Thank you, Lewis. Why do you think they're moving so quick right now?
I think you see this anytime you get a group that, you know, I like the Democrats are these people that want to say are the left. They want to create big government to control everything. And the right seems to be like they just want to let businesses be more or less squeeze the little guy and let giant corporations run everything. So you got these two factions going off. And so anytime you get these left sides in, they want to go after what you're saying. Because this happened in Clinton. And I remember towards college, at the end of college, that's when I was in, when Clinton was in. Well, I couldn't write certain things in the paper. They would squash stories. So, like, you can't say that. That's not PC. Like, what are you talking about? Not PC. You know?
And it's their excuse to censor and control from a fake moral high ground.
Yeah.
David, it's outrageous.
Well, we need to call them on it. We need to say that, look, there is real racism, and it's too important to allow you to cry wolf so many times that no longer becomes anything that we take.
And use it as a political weapon.
Absolutely. They use that, and they also use the safety issue. Always telling us we have to be safe. Now, the meme is that the internet is not safe. Free speech is not safe. Therefore, they must be controlled. Therefore, you must give up your liberty. That's what we're seeing here with these bogus claims that are being put out. That's what we see with the legal structure that's coming through. But you ask, why are they accelerating everything? I go back to the fourth turning by Strauss and Howe. There is a cycle in history. They think that they've discovered a certain kind of rhythm that you can see repeating over a certain period of time. We know that the elites have been talking for a long time about how 2020 to 2025 was going to be when everything was going to change. And we see, of course, with technological advances, everything is accelerating. And the technology is increasingly being used only for bad purposes. Just because you can build it doesn't mean you should in most cases. But the people who are controlling the technology, as Eisenhower has warned us, he warned us that the military was going to get it, but he also warned us about the universities. And
they only play the military quote. He says a technological elite will rule us through the military-industrial complex.
They will take over all research. They will take over the universities.
They will control the whole trajectory of humanity.
Absolutely. When we look at this FOIA request that shows all the licenses that the FAA gave out for unmanned aerial vehicles used domestically, you can see a huge number of these are universities, of course, because they are rolling out the technology that's going to be used by the government. I have a real problem. Everybody's got problems with these MRAPs that are being given to police departments. I've got a problem with the fact that Homeland Security is using Predator B drones, which are called MQ-9 Reaper, Hunter Killer drones. Why do we have law enforcement buying those and using them here domestically, flying them domestically? Are we going to have some kind of a disposition matrix? That's their euphemism for assassination kill list. Are we going to have a disposition matrix here in the United States? Is that what they're putting this in place for? I have a real problem with that, as I have a problem with the Bureau of Land Management getting the other kinds of drones that they can continuously fly and do very high-resolution monitoring of what's on the ground, so that, as we talked about in the last segment, so that they can go in and and look for violations or look for resources.
That's right. And notice when Nimmo and others wrote articles 4 or 5 years ago, and this was just rolling out, they wrote national articles saying it was a hoax, we were liars, because if we'd have caused a debate then, the program would have gotten killed.
Yes.
Now that it's ubiquitous and rolled out, they're like, of course the killer drones are here to keep you safe. We may have to murder you.
The Empire's on the
run. More calls coming up. News Blitz.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You saw? You died.
As
threats of modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this youth? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We probably got 25 just in the last year or so of these great promos that Jakari Jackson, Rob Jacobson, Darren McBreen, Rob Dew, David Knight, so many other people have made here. We ought to have a contest online on YouTube. Well, I guess we're going to get shut down if the Sandy Hook people have their way. Which one's the best? Because I cannot tell myself which one is the best intro.
Or just have a contest and let people make their own intro for the Alex Jones Show.
There you go. But I've already got into this contest on the billboards. I'm not complaining. It's just so many good ones get introduced. I don't know what.
We did go through a dry spell, though, where we stopped doing contests for a while. And I wasn't complaining because those contests, people don't realize how much work they take. We got to do our regular job, and then we have all this other information coming in that we got to sift through. So, but I do appreciate all the work people put out there and the love that people have for freedom and information.
Well, if folks want to make little intro promos for the show, and then just put them on your YouTube, put a message at the end that we're free to use it, we'll air some of them here. I mean, we don't have time to give folks all the ideas or tell you what to do. It's a war. We see propaganda around here. I've heard little birds go up themselves and spray paint the billboards.
Yeah. Or used.
I'm not saying that's a good thing to do. I mean, they're putting cancer viruses in our vaccines. We shouldn't go up on the vaccine signs saying vaccinate your baby and warn people.
Right. You should never do that. And like you said, the way everything's going into this government-regulated technocracy, that's the same way why all you see is doctors. They're pro-vaccine.
That's because they bully them into submission, right. Even though some polls show the majority are really concerned.
Yeah. And if they are concerned, they don't get the chance. There's no venue for them to even question this stuff. It's a very small network.
It's cult-like, David.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to be talking to a doctor who's part of an organization of doctors that is the American Association for Physicians and Surgeons. They are very much concerned about informed consent. They want to see the patient doctor relationship to be sacrosanct and free of any third-party influences.
Which is what Obamacare exactly turns doctors into robots.
Exactly. And so we got away from the idea that we should have informed consent with Obamacare, and now they're taking it to the next step, saying you're not going to have any informed consent about what we do with injections of vaccines. That's the way this happens. They roll it out. They say, well, we're going to provide, we don't want your informed consent, and we want you to get with us to take away the informed consent of other people so we can give you some free health care benefits. And then they come after the people in terms of vaccines. If they're going to define what health care is, if they're going to, quote unquote, fund it, they are going to define it, and they are going to ram it down your
throat. This is total social control. This is the government running our lives. I want to go to calls, but I said I'd do a news blitz here, so let's just go through these big topics and get your take on them. There's probably 30 of them. Power. That's the headline. Ground troops are necessary to defeat ISIS. You can't do this by air. Everybody acknowledges that. That's the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power. The warmonger. Here's another one. Obama's force authorization is a blank check for war worldwide. The president is requesting Congress to pass an authorization for the use of military force, the AUMF resolution against ISIS. Ron Paul wrote this article. It's on InfoWars.com. He goes over it, and it's just unlimited war. He's a dictator. I mean, they're just giving him dictatorial powers right now.
This morning when I was driving in, NPR, I monitor enemy transmissions every once in a while. They are all for ground troops.
They always are.
But these people were against it when Bush was doing it. What's the difference?
Now it's humanitarian to go fight Al-Qaeda.
Right. We're going to do it with 500,000 instead of 200,000. I'm like, what? How can you people sit there and say you were for it, you were against it when Bush was doing it, but now you're for it because Obama wants to do it? I mean, it's just
and it's horrible. It's Saudi Arabian armies that are infesting Iraq again, and so we go attack Iraq,
yeah.
Claiming we're saving Iraq from the very Free Syrian Army
and
that we told everybody was Al Qaeda.
We can't go into Syria, so we have to go back into Iraq, set up another base. And then we'll launch operations into Syria.
Then we'll create a good rebel force to go attack Syria.
Exactly.
It's about creating a new Islamic State. You watch when they're done, they're going to carve out a new third country between those two areas in Syria, eastern Syria, western Iraq. I mean, that's the plan.
You called that about a year ago, I think.
It's not hard. The enemy is very transparent. And that's why I wish people would pay attention. David, your take on this.
Well, it was pretty transparent when we were fighting them wanting to go to war in Syria. We were talking about the sarin gas attacks. And it's like, look. Even the U.S. military eventually came out and said, you know, first of all, we can't say that that came from the Syrian government, and we know that the rebels had that capability. They were selling these false narratives about how we...
Our own military does not want to be that immoral and fight for al-Qaeda.
That's right.
That's got to freak out the system.
Yeah. You'd already had U.N. observers, you'd already had Russian observers come in and say, no, that's not the case. Finally, some people who are good people in the U.S. military came out and said, that's not true. And their whole narrative, their whole case for going to war, yet again in Syria, collapsed. So then what do? They pull it together and they run into Iraq and now they've got a different war and now they're all in favor of that
one. And the truth is we're doing all of this for Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
The worst people in the Middle East.
Well, and the purge is going on continuously. It's been going on for years in the military where the top generals are being replaced by guys who will follow orders. These guys won't follow orders. We're showing up on screen right now. I will not fight for al-Qaeda in Syria. But
well, now they'll fight, replaced. Quote, ISIS, but then they airdrop them weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all fake, ladies and gentlemen.
We didn't know.
We accidentally bombed the Kurds again.
Talked about Saudi Arabia. When they decided that they were going to maintain production in the face of falling demand globally and cause this drop that we've seen in oil prices, they knew they were going to do that. How much do you think they made selling the oil futures short? How much do you think their buddies in the CIA made selling oil futures short when their friends in the Saudi kingdom told them, hey, you know what we're going to do? So go to
it's good to be king. And then IMF announces $17.5 billion bailout, exactly what George Soros asked for. This is out of the London Independent. This is from LeGrand that wants people to work 7 days a week when she's got Swiss bank accounts on record. And now $17.5 billion to be given through fences right into people like the vice president's son, who's there as a commissar looting the daylights out of these people. How obvious is that? Here's another one. Congress ramps up another billion on top of $17 billion in lethal aid to Ukraine to, quote, end the conflict. Now, that will escalate the conflict with the Russians. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen anything yet. This has been going on. It started off as this color revolution that we were documenting about a year and a half ago, maybe even longer, with the people starting to dissent against the government. Now the government's changed, and now it's a pro-West government, and Russia... It's only going to get worse. People are getting out of Dodge.
Anybody that remembers the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I was a child when that happened, telling people how old I am, but this is essentially the Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse. We're taking the weapons to their front door.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the Russians are going to respond to this? I mean, they brought us to, the Cuban Missile Crisis brought us to the verge of nuclear war once. So now these guys are basically doing it in reverse, where we're the ones going right to their doorstep.
And, of course, the truth was, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Russians were horribly corrupt and out of control commies. But we had moved medium-range missiles into Turkey secretly, mm-hmm. and that's why the Russians responded with moving nukes into Cuba.
Right.
And then Kennedy secretly agreed to pull missiles out of Turkey.
And you make these provocative moves, but I don't see any secret agreements coming where they're going to pull anything back. They've made these provocative moves, and they're continuing to make provocative moves. And basically, the Europeans are pushing back and saying, you're trying to start, they're calling them on trying to start World War III.
Well, and NATO is ramping up all the armaments in Eastern Europe. I mean, they're getting ready for a bigger war.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing any games. And this is...
Well, let's face it, our troops and others are fighting sheet-dip Spetsnaz who are in Russian separatist uniforms. It's on record. So we're in a war with Russia right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is it going to get bigger, and is it going to get nuclear?
Well, I tell you, these people are out of their minds. And you know, all these feminists said, if we just had women running things, it's three women in the State Department quarterbacking this whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're hedging their bets because if you look at what happened
by Clinton
right after the elections, what did they do? They came back. Republicans and Democrats signed up the taxpayers to cover derivatives. They're concerned about an economic collapse. And
that just happened a month ago.
Yeah, the derivatives insurance that they put us on the hook for yet again, that they had removed in the debacle of 2008. They said, never again, we're not going to do that. Well, they've done it again for an even larger amount. That is hedging their bets, and I think all this stuff that's going on with all these wars is hedging their bets. If we have an economic collapse, they pull the trigger. They've got everything in place. They can start a war. That means that everybody no longer is concerned with lynching the people who caused the economic collapse domestically, but now we've got the Auslander we can
get. You're going to be watching bombs hit buildings on TV and going, look at USA, USA. And then the younger kids, which is I think why this American Sniper movie came out too, you're going to see a rise in people signing up.
Fresh meat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Let's shift gears. Net neutrality is a Trojan horse virus infecting the internet. And this is an article out of New American Magazine. And basically last week, Tom Wheeler, chairman of the FCC, published an op-ed piece in Wired, which laid out his strategy to ensure net neutrality by treating the internet as a public utility. That's Obama's plan. And applying the same types of regulations that are used for phone and electric companies. So that he's flip-flopping constantly. And then... The article breaks down the problems with that. Is this really net neutrality? David Knight, what's your view on this?
Well, I think we can see what's already happened with the FAA. They went back to some ancient legislation and said, hey, we have authority over anything that's designed to fly through the air, any kind of anything that's designed. And it's like, oh, so you're going to assert authority over model planes? And when they first did it back in November, they had four rules. Now, one of those was a deal breaker, but now they just came back this week with 33. So initially they came out with just a few of these things and people thought, okay, that's the way the bureaucracy grows like a cancer. And that's what you're going to see with the FCC. Once they establish their authority, which is what the FAA was trying to do with those four rules, saying you can't fly above 400 feet, you can't do this. The key one was that you had to be a licensed pilot, licensed to fly a real plane in order to fly one of these model planes. Now, once you let that stand, they come back later on with 33 rules. One of those is that, okay, you not only have to be a licensed pilot, but you've got to have an observer watching the licensed pilot. I mean, it just gets, and then they regulate the speed at which the thing goes. So there's no end to it. We see that with every one of these.
It's drones. A robotic takeover of everything, and then they create the hype of the drones. A lot of it pours out there, civilian use. They hype up problems. You know, when a intelligence operative who's drunk crashes at the lighthouse, all staged. Let's shift gears now into some of these subjects. You can't make this type of stuff up. IRS to pay back refunds to illegal immigrants who didn't pay taxes. Washington Times IRS commissioner told Congress on Wednesday that even illegal immigrants who didn't pay taxes will be able to claim back refunds once they get Social Security numbers under President Obama's temporary deportation amnesty. And then the IRS also comes out, this is in Associated Press, and apologizes for seizing bank accounts of small businesses like hot dog stands and small diners that make under $1,000 deposits every week, even though they pay taxes on it, they said that was illegal and seized tens of thousands of bank accounts. Oh, but now they're apologizing.
All right. Did they give the money back? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to keep this for administrative fees.
Give it to illegal aliens.
Yeah, we've got to give it to illegal aliens.
That's what they're doing. They're doing this earned income tax credit, and they're saying, okay, you're here, we're going to give you amnesty, so file some tax returns for some previous years, and we'll give you an earned income tax credit, too.
The IRS is in the Communist Manifesto. The IRS was set up in 1913 when we got the Federal Reserve. It is an alien organization. It doesn't have due process. It's criminal. And now the IRS will not give you tax advice when you call them because it's written to screw whoever they want.
And then the tax agencies that are set up, like TurboTax and H&R Block, don't even know what to do with any of these new rules. They're confused as well.
And they say, call the IRS, and the IRS says, we won't tell you. I mean, that is CAFA-esque, where you're like, what? How do I even comply?
Years ago, I covered a rally where a candidate was going to feed the income tax code through a shredder to make the point he wanted to get rid of the income tax. They contacted the IRS multiple times, and nobody could tell them even how many pages it was. They don't even know how many pages they said of tax code they've got. They've established a precedent that we now see happening in all of these agencies where they go out and they write the law as unelected representatives. They write the laws. I call them regulations. Then they send their own people out as police. Then you go to their court, not to a real court. So they write the law, they police the law, and then they judge whether or not you're guilty of their law without really due process. And that's happened now with all of the agencies. It's not just the IRS.
They're going criminal by design and announcing they're going to start grabbing people's education funds and taxing them and regulating them after tax. I mean, we know how tyranny looks. We got a really bad case of it. People better get mobilized fast because it's only going to make it worse if we don't resist. San Francisco commuters possibly exposed to measles. No one's died. They're hyping like the end of the world. Most of these people are vaccinated. No one says why are they getting it then if they're vaccinated. And the hype is just accelerating. What do you make of that?
You have to know two words, safe and effective, because that's all they say over and over again. The vaccines are safe and effective. This is a total hoax. I'm doing a report today. Right after this, I'm going to jump on it. It was Elizabeth Warren talking to one of these CDC heads, throwing softball question after softball question. But it was just to put it on record, that effect that you have to get your vaccines. They're safe. They say they don't cause any problems whatsoever. No one's ever been damaged. No one's ever been.
And you can see the talking point, how suddenly all over TV, all over radio, all over print, all over Congress, Republican, Democrat, take your vaccines. They've never hurt you. Yeah. It'll make you not ever get sick. All pure lies.
And then all
make Brian Williams look truthful.
Exactly. And then there's people. You just look at the internet. There's people just getting on going, I took the flu shot. Now I can't even move my arm. The one girl has to run backwards after getting the flu.
And they'll even tell you, yeah, you got Guillain-Barré. Go to the secret vaccine court.
Yep.
You read the
insert. Oh, you got a dead kid? We'll pay you $300,000.
You read the insert for measles and said you may get measles-like symptoms. I don't want to say that you can get measles, but we know that you can get measles, and you can transmit it as a vaccinated patient, because that happened in 2011 in New York. That twice vaccinated person was patient zero and gave it to four others.
But I don't have to intellectually argue with you. I can just call you racist.
Yeah.
Aren't I intellectual?
Or a truther.
That's right.
You're a truther. You don't believe known congenital criminal liars. You're a truther about Brian Williams, and he's a big fat liar. In fact, you want to apologize to Brian Williams? Seriously, Brian Williams is
a liar. That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to do a little bit of overdrive. I want to go to Mary and Chris, Denise, Cindy, Ollie, as many as I can. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please don't forget this broadcast is listener-supported. We have super high-quality nutraceuticals. You can get two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen, with a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. You can also get 20% off on Super Male and Super Female Vitality in the month of February as introductory promotion, just to get you introduced to it. It's amazing. I take it every day. InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to thank all of you that do support us and do shop with the good guys at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. But please continue to support us and spread the word about the broadcast as well. Here's a story out today out of San Jose Mercury News business section. Robot with empathy will add ability to learn from IBM's Watson. Japanese mobile carrier SoftBank said Tuesday it will incorporate artificial intelligence technology from IBM into its empathetic robot Pepper. Well, I wish. It's bioethics is from Watson. And Watson is based on the previous Watson Hollerith computer, named after the Nazi Watson, Thomas Watson, who ran the machines that would decide how long you were fed or lived in the death camps. That's what the number was on your arm. This is the machine now deciding the secret do not treat death list.
It's going to say, aw, as it twists your head.
So, but it's loving. It's teaching the Japanese robots that they're pioneering, rolling out. The biomechanical systems are next, but these are the mechanical systems.
Here's the problem, Alex. In engineering, you don't take ethics classes. I got a degree in engineering. It was never a part of the curriculum.
Well, Watson is a biomechanical. I mean, Watson is a eugenical system. It decides who to kill.
But they don't even talk to the famous line from Jurassic Park, you know, where Jeff Goldberg says, says, just because you can build it doesn't mean you should, okay? They never address that in engineering. It's always just an
electric. That's why they tried to, quote, blow holes in the atmosphere or detonate the atmosphere. And they said, we just want to see if we can burn the Earth up.
I want to see what will happen.
So the Pentagon detonated them in the upper atmosphere. I mean, why? Well, because we're just going to do it. Yeah, the Hadron Collider can create a strange little black hole. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Flow probability.
Yeah. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have Hugo de Garis, who wrote a book called The Artelect War, talking about how we're on the path. He's kind of a different side of the AI community. He's very well known, like Ray Kurzweil. But unlike Ray Kurzweil, who sees this rosy scenario where he thinks he's going to become a machine, he's taking, I think, a much more grounded look at this and says, you know, hey, we may be very well creating the gods that are going to kill us.
Well, obviously, because the elite believe they're going to become those gods. You read deeper into Kurzweil. He's a globalist, eugenicist, get rid of people model. That's what Bill Joy warned us about at meetings he was with him, you know, 15 years ago in Wired Magazine. And with the architecture of computers and the AI system is being designed to make us obsolete for the elite.
Right.
So it's being designed to get rid of us on record.
And it's being tested on the veterans right now. It's going
to
be.
They're already brain shipping veterans to, quote, cure their PTSD and giving them vaccines where they, quote, aren't upset anymore and then they go commit suicide.
And you ask, why is all this stuff coming together? Well, they can see that they're going to be doing a lot of replacement of a lot of people in a lot of jobs. If you've got 45-50% unemployment, you don't need to have your derivative bubble pop. That's going to create an economic crisis right there. And then you're going to need to have a war to get rid of those excess people. That's what they're doing here.
And those are in all the actuaries. We're going to go to break, jam in a few calls in overdrive. Some stations leave us now. Infowars.com/show. Have you sent that out in email or Facebook or Twitter to your friends and family? We're in a war. And every person we reach is key in this battle. It's going to get a lot more serious in the days, weeks, and years to come. I may not even be here when all this goes down. But the information will live on. Humanity will prevail with God's help. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.